University of Delaware researchers surveyed about 100 acres of Rehoboth Bay earlier this year, just a sample of the about 20,000 acres that it and Indian River Bay cover. They used sonar equipment to scan the seabed for these ghost pots, either lost or abandoned over the years from Delaware's sport crabbing effort. UD Associate Professor of Oceanography Art Trembanis says he was surprised by how many they found.
It was a combination of sort of elation and just sort of crestfallen sadness. Elation from the technical standpoint that, you know, as a team, we were able to pull it off and then we could confirm what we were seeing, but that immediately turned to sort of the gravity of it.
Trembanis says the preliminary assessment indicates there could be as many or more ghost pots in Delaware's inland bays than previously reported in the Chesapeake Bay or New Jersey waterways. Ghost pots can attract, capture, and kill multiple different species of marine life. This summer, UD grad students and U.S. Naval Academy interns will use drone technology to determine how large the crabbing effort is in Delaware bays, and then estimate how many pots are lost each year to build awareness on the issue. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.